Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. All right, let's roll back into the phone calls here. People holding patiently through the news, and not one caller dropped off, which is really good. All right, let's go to, it is Brad in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Brad.
Okay, guys. How y'all doing today?
Great. Really, what's on your mind?
Really enjoy the show. I do not understand how you guys can think this way about our government. You guys said when you were on the phone talking to, I believe it was Blaine, you were talking about carpet bombing and the amounts of innocent civilians that we were killing in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I cannot believe that you guys cannot see how this government has not gone out of their way to minimize as much civilian casualties and, in fact, take damage. Our guys are actually taking way more damage than they should be taking over there just so we don't flatten these towns. I mean, if you want to see carpet bombing, believe me, we could decimate countries if we wanted to do it.
Okay, Brad, that was my esteemed partner here who truly hates everything that is government. Tend to be a little more moderate than he is. We have not carpet bombed Iraq. We have, missed. And, the numbers vary as to how many Iraqi people directly have died. 25,000, I think, is a pretty fair number. But when you start thinking about all the utilities that are out, all the disorder from, their government being brought down, diseases from, hospitals being shut down, that kind of thing, the numbers have gone up to as high as, and I can't say that I know for sure, I'm certainly not in Iraq, 600,000 people. Now, yes, American soldiers have been put in danger because we have not prosecuted this war in the fashion that a war should be prosecuted.
Absolutely.
But I say that is a very good reason to bring their asses home. There's no, in the same reason we shouldn't have been in Vietnam because we weren't going to fight a real war, we shouldn't be in a war. We're not willing to fight and win. And
I'm sorry,
the United States doesn't have the guts to do that in a foreign country anymore.
I do not understand why this war has gone the way. I mean, has anybody ever heard
bureaucrats.
Of Richard Marcinko and SEAL Team 6? I mean,
yes.
We should be out there really doing what we should be doing.
Well, no, I would disagree entirely, and I'm not sure that Mr. Marcinko would agree that we should be in Iraq just going out and randomly finding nations to pick fights with.
Hey, everybody thought Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. All governments thought.
I think Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, and I think there's lots of bad guys. I don't think that bad guyness is a good reason for attacking.
And don't forget, the United States installed him.
Most Republicans that back this hate the UN, and then for some reason or another want to use UN violations as a good reason to go in.
Well, the UN is obsolete. It's as corrupt as any organization on the face of this earth.
But yet the Republicans aren't doing anything to get the United States out of the UN.
Right. They've had control of Washington for 6 years now. Why are we still in the UN?
I do not know. I am a
Because
Republican,
the Republicans have lied. They're not for small government.
Absolutely. And, there's it's not like any party has got more corruption than any other party.
No, they're all bad.
No.
They are all bad. But we do have to have some form of government. And
self-government, my friend. Self-government. Okay. We do not need a coercive, monopolistic, violent state. We don't.
You know what? Listen, okay, how about this? You want self-government? In the days before there was big organized government, it was just like that. It was clans and townships, and they fought constantly. And if they would have had M16s back then, they would have used M16s back then.
Well,
that's not going to solve the problem.
I'm certainly not for the no government that my partner here is for, but I would say that it's the only role of the federal government is that's outlined in the Constitution. There is no the army is supposed to be disbanded after 2 years according to the Constitution. There's no provision for an FBI, a CIA, you pick the alphabet soup agency that's out there. There is no constitutional basis for it whatever.
But I got to say this. I think that there's a lot of people, and you may or may not be in this category, that do not like the fact that the United States is the big boy. We are the only superpower left, and we are the biggest. Most, we consume the most, we produce all this stuff.
I don't like
and
having
I,
to pay
I,
for it. Do you know that the ocean waves are...
I don't have a problem
with
that.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, you don't have a problem with it, but it's my money. It's mine, and you're taking
money.
It from me.
Yeah, well, you know, but yeah, the Democrats are going to take even more than the Republicans.
Look, hold on just a second. You're saying that the only thing that we have the choice of is a big government Republican or big government Democrat? Then count me out. I'm done.
Why are you an American? I hate to say it like
Look,
that.
I'm an American because I believe in freedom and liberty, not in big governments. Our founding fathers believed in freedom and liberty.
Oh, thanks for the call, Brad.
You know, it was big government that we fought against to get this country.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, just on his...
Taxes we fought against. That's what the Boston Tea Party was about, taxes.
Since he dropped the old canard of, oh, if you just go with the Democrats, they're going to tax you more. Okay, maybe that might be the case. However, during the Bill Clinton administration, Bill Clinton looks like a small government conservative in comparison to what George W. Bush has done.
Well,
when the Republicans have been in total control, which is what they've been in for the past several years, government has done nothing but get bigger and bigger and bigger year after year. Who gives a flip whether they're Republicans or Democrats in office? Are you telling me that, I mean, you're really telling me that if it were Al Gore that were elected in 2000 that the government wouldn't be as big as it is today or would be bigger than it is today? I mean, come on. It's hard. Nobody has ever spent as much as the current administration has spent.
You know, I guess I'm not being completely
fair. Small government there.
There's a Republican out there that I want in office, so I guess I'm for the Republicans. I want Ron Paul. If I can't have him, I'll take the Democrat, Mike Gravel. But, you know, I'm looking at candidates individually, and I'm listening to what they have to say, and I'm voting for the one that wants small government.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe it is Ron in Florida on WFTL. Hello, Ron.
Hello?
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's actually Rob.
Well, hello, Rob. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was just driving along, and I heard your show, and it's a great show. I think you guys should be on during the day. And every day.
Well, we do.
We are on every day.
We do a show 6 days a week, and hopefully WFTL down there in South Florida will pick it up one of these days. And if you'd like that to happen, call the program director there, Ken Pauly. Tell him thanks for airing the weekend show, and ask him for weeknights.
Yeah, really. I mean, I could probably sit here and talk for hours, but I just kind of wanted to talk about a couple of things. You know, people were saying before that, people seem to always say, we haven't been attacked since 9/11, so that means that everything that we're doing is such a good thing,
mm-hmm.
and we should do more of it so that we don't get attacked. And then I counter with the thought of, well, how many years was it before 9/11 that we were attacked previously?
It was like 1991, wasn't it? So 15?
Yeah, it was what, 11 years?
I thought it was 15. I guess it was 11 years. Somewhere between 10 and 11 years. I'm sorry, I'm counting from here to now.
It was like 11 years, and we did not that much to stop it from happening again, and it took 11 years.
Yeah.
Now we've done everything in the world, and
but
we've thrown
the Democrats' fault
out the window.
Yep.
And they're going, look, it's 6 years we haven't had anything happen. And that, maybe it's not even 6 years. Maybe it's only 5 years.
Right. I mean, the irony of all this is, if you believe the propaganda that the government puts out, if you believe the propaganda that they hate our freedoms, they're attacking us to destroy our freedoms, well, then the irony is, their freedoms have been destroyed by the government. Not by the terrorists, but by the government.
All the time.
And, you know, the other thing is all you have to do is tell them, look, the TSA, by its own tests, misses, 75% of the guns, knives, and bombs that it itself tests itself on. How in the world is the government any good at protecting us?
Well, I 75%. That we were safer the day after 9/11 than we were previous 9/11, because the only reason why everybody just sat there was because we're trained to not do anything as citizens.
We're
trained by the government. Don't do anything. The police will step in.
Yep.
As soon as people realize that it's not going to happen, and it's even been proven since then. Every time somebody jumps up in a plane now and runs towards the cockpit, everybody on the plane jumps on him. Old ladies with their canes are beating on him.
Right. They hospitalized, I think it was a French boxer on an American flight because he was shadow boxing or something, like a martial artist or something like that. They've killed a couple of people on planes, because they were drunk and out of hand. You know, absolutely. There's never going to be another hijacking in America again.
Ron, great call. Call us again sometime, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki? That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. All of these people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
You know, it's not just for rich people. I do it, too.
We got to go to the phones. Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Great. Good. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not.
Okay, but just in a bathroom or something.
This is the quietest place at work I could find.
Got it. What's on your
mind? Broom closet?
Just about. If we brought all our troops home, irrespective of what I am truly afraid of, which is not a terrorist attack, but if we did have a terrorist attack, wouldn't we have all our troops here to defend against that rather than scattered all around the world?
It is certainly the possibility. If you decided to keep them, I think that America would shortly, within 10 or 15 years, decide, you know, we don't need this big of a military operation. But I say just bring them home, and the military itself will shrink of its own accord.
Yep. But anyway, I wanted to talk about, I think her name was Jean, who called last week to eviscerate you for spewing venom.
Yes, those were the terms she used, yes. She said we were America haters, I think.
Well, to those people who would say that, two points on it, but one question I'd like you to ask is, can we not be wrong by sheer virtue of our Americanness?
Right. I mean, just because we're America, does that mean that we are always right? You know, one caller just said recently, we're the big boy. People don't like it that we're the superpower.
And I also liked it how he said that we're the last one left, as though I don't know if he meant to say it that way, but superpowers only last so long. They can't last forever.
Empires do rise and decline, and it makes me wonder, you know, what could happen? Are we going to join this, American Union that they've got going, and that'll change everything? I don't know.
But there was a subsequent caller that night that asked her to eat the end of a shotgun. And I'd like to say to her, this is not representative of what the liberty movement is about. Please do not do that, and don't think that those of us that want liberty want you to do that. What we want you to do is to continue to listen to Free Talk Live and ask those questions that you really are bothered with, and listen.
Yeah, I agree. Kurt, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, the first time you come across this show, it's going to come across as iconoclastic. In fact, it might continue to come across as iconoclastic.
Oh, well, we're designed to be iconoclastic.
Right. And we can't help it. Anyway, it's going to come across as shocking. It's going to be outrageous. But as even as Blaine pointed out earlier, inevitably, there are going to be a lot of things you agree with us on. It's just that hopefully, eventually, you'll pick up the principle that this show is based out of, the principle of non-intervention, non-violence, the principle of non-initiation of force.
Aggression, I think, is a really good term.
Non-aggression, that's a good one, yeah.
Aggression really is when you initiate force on someone else who didn't do anything to elicit
you.
It.
Yeah.
And when I say do anything, they didn't violently put their hands on you.
Right.
That's what aggression is when you go after somebody else and make them do what you want them to do. And aggression, well, it's taxes. It's war. It's all these things the government does so well.
Well, government can't operate without aggression. The
government is aggression.
Correct. If government operated without aggression, it would no longer qualify to be a government anymore.
Right. Now, I'm not prepared to jump off the ledge like you are and say that we could go without a government. I think that
I thought it was hilarious earlier when Brad, and I wish the call hadn't dropped for whatever reason it did, when Brad said that, well, if it weren't for the government, then we'd have different towns attacking one another. And I just don't think that, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and there's a town in Vermont just across the state border called Brattleboro. The residents of Brattleboro are known for getting naked in the streets. I just don't think that they're going to be arming up and coming over here to Keene to invade were the government to disappear next week. I just don't think that would be the case.
Well,
I'll take my chances.
I would have to say that, I can't talk about how things were tribally under a tribal form of government. Mm-hmm. I can address things today that are happening now in the news. And I can show you how dangerous the government is in its uses of force and make arguments for smaller government in the process.
Absolutely. And I'd be all right with a smaller government, like one that was 1% the size that it currently
is. And the question I would have, back when the United States was founded with its Constitution, and I think the Constitution's a good document, even though that I think it's still invasive to some extent or another, did we have states attacking states? I mean, that didn't happen.
No, not to my knowledge.
I mean, and that was a small federal government.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
I'd just like to say that I think it's really silly to assume that if we leave Iraq, they're going to come back and attack us.
Why?
And I have a couple of points to make about that.
Okay.
First of all, foreign fighters in that country, according to the Center for Strategic International Studies, make up only about 4 to 10% of the entire fighter population there,
mm-hmm.
which means that only 4 to 10% of them actually hated us enough to go there to fight us.
Well, I think that we probably created some that hate us enough to, certainly fight us now that they're there. You know,
yeah, exactly. That's the other trouble, is that we've got those and then the ones that we've turned in to, you know, the terrorists that might follow us home.
Right. Because if you were going to turn me into a terrorist, a good way to start to do that is to kill my mom.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm sorry, as strategic as we try to be with our bombs, we've killed moms. And... you know, I may not see the greater picture about how you're bringing democracy to the Middle East. I might be just mad that my mom's dead.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand there that it's very very tribal as well. Like, you know, you've got these little sects that go through neighborhoods, and they're based on, you know, religion and clan and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so if you kill someone's brother, you know, they have to avenge them. It's a culture where they've got honor, and they have to avenge that honor. So if you kill their brother, you've just made two or three more insurgents.
They just stoned a girl to death, I believe it was the day before yesterday in Iraq, for falling in love with a Sunni guy.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
I mean, that was it. They dropped a cement block on her head and smashed her skull like it was an egg.
And it was
the most disgusting
like
thing I've ever seen.
It never used to be like that. Before, with Saddam, people actually lived and married each other, Sunnis and Shias. But now that we invaded, it broke back down to tribal lines. So it broke back down to that, and everybody's killing each other.
And, you know, I wouldn't. I'm certainly not going to argue that Saddam Hussein had a really great Iraq, although there were some good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We shouldn't be involved.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
The thing is, you know, they could follow us here right now if they wanted to. And I think this is the silliest part about the president's argument, is that if we leave somehow, then they're going to have the excess resources to follow us here. They have the resources now. They've
right.
got no trouble with getting money. They can get money from, you know, different countries all across
the
world.
I mean, if you listen to the illegal immigrant crowd, is all somebody from Iraq would have to do is fly into Mexico City airport, take a truck to the border, walk across at night, and they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and isn't it kind of silly to think that in a country of 300 million people, that there aren't people who sympathize with the insurgents over there, that the insurgents don't already have friends or family over here in this country that would be willing to do those sorts of things? And if they are here, then why haven't they done anything yet? It's not the CIA that's keeping you safe. It's just that they just haven't done anything. You've just gotten lucky. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free SACL CAI line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. In contrast, by the way, to all those people who've been unlucky and had the government raid their homes. The U.S. government. More coming up.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. If you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, you can get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Let's go to the phones. Continue with the calls. They're rolling in. Let's go to Justin in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Justin.
Well, I'd like to talk about two things. First of all, We, as human nature, to create a government, and you can never not have a government. It's definitely impossible, and even 1%, it's impossible given today's technology and trade and commerce, travel, etc. It's just not going to happen. And the second thing is...
You said small government can't happen? I understand that you don't believe...
No, I'm saying, like 1% or no government. I mean, even that is... I mean, sure, government can be smaller. It can pull away from... performing certain functions, but a government of some size is going to exist. I mean, especially in a country as large as ours, unless you break it up into little fiefdoms.
I have to agree, and you've boiled down the conversation that Ian and I have on the air most nights.
Well, by the way, 1% of the federal government would be a $29 million government. That seems plenty large to me. I mean, that should be enough to take...
You could even build a road.
Well, the government couldn't build a road.
What business does the federal government have of building roads?
Well, one thing, the road's got to match up between states.
Oh, come on. Do you think the federal government does that? Wait a second. Hold on. Before the United States government existed, do you think that roads didn't match up at state lines? Do you think roads don't match up? Hold on just a second. Hold on. Do you think here at the Canadian border, just a second, do you think at the Canadian border that roads don't match up with Canada because they have a different federal government?
Actually, they probably don't match up. Probably,
they absolutely do match up. They change their names, but they match up.
Come on, man. You live in Washington. You should know
this.
No, the federal government gives lots of money to build roads.
Well, wait, but then why? No, no, I'm not saying they don't do it. What business do they have of doing it?
Well, so okay, the federal government doesn't do it. So who's going to build a road?
People in search of profit.
No, but that's what he's asking you. I say state and local governments.
Well, then that's government. So you just
No. Hold on just a second. I'm not an anarchist. You said we were talking about the federal government. Ian said $290 million.
$29 million is 1% of 2.9
would be a
trillion.
A 1% federal government. You said, well, that wouldn't be enough to build a road. And I said, what does the business does the federal government have in building roads? So
okay,
I thought you were talking to me, and it seemed clear that you were talking to me about the federal government and its business building roads.
So only state government's going to build roads, all right?
What business does the federal government have of building roads?
Okay, I will agree with you and say it has no business. So the money the federal government spends building roads, the state government's going to spend building roads. You just changed the money. That's it.
I don't have a problem with the government having roads. I mean, they own the roads. They maintain the roads. That's not a problem for me.
You just switch bank accounts. That's all you've done.
No. Here's another thing. It's a crucible of democracy. If you have 50 smaller governments, then individuals get to choose more so what sort of state they want to live in.
There's a little bit more competition.
Some people can live in a much freer state like New Hampshire, and some can live in an obtrusive ones, religious crackdown states like Utah. Some can live in socialist paradises
like Washington,
Washington or California. I mean, the more stuff you take out of the hands of federal government, less homogeny you have, the less forced one-size-fits-all
right,
government.
It's more decentralized that way. That way there's a little bit more competition. Does that make sense?
I will agree with you 100%. The more government you keep local, the more control people have.
Great. It's good to be in agreement. Anything else?
I agree with you 100%, but there are certain things. $29 million.
I was wrong, by the way. I was wrong. Sorry, wrong number. It's actually $29 billion. Is 1% of
$29 million. It's like not even a state government.
That's not real money.
Yes, and that leads me to the second question. The second issue I have is, in your reduced federal government, currently the military doesn't exist.
No, I'm all for the military. I believe that we need a Navy, as the Constitution's outlined. I don't think that Navy should head more than 500 miles outside of, away from our borders. But, you know, we need a Navy, and they should be practiced in doing that. I think that an Air Force sort of is, you can make an argument that it's like the Navy only in the air, and they certainly didn't have, Air Forces when the Constitution was written.
All right, Mark. You know what? That's enough of that. I don't think there should be a military. How about that? How about that one?
Okay.
I think people who say that, although every time I talk to them, they think we live in a vacuum, that the United States is who's second on the list for the second most powerful military?
Who?
It's China.
So
and
what?
I hate to break the news, but China, I mean, as much as you hate America, maybe policies.
Oh, I love America.
China, unfettered, is not a good thing.
Oh, how is China going to prosecute a land war in the United States?
First they just take over all of Asia. Kill off a few 10 million single men that it's got to deal with, which is they're just going to have to deal with them anyway. So
the United States have proven how expensive it is to run an empire.
Why hasn't China taken over all of Asia yet?
Because we're there with missiles.
We're in China.
We're there with missiles all over that area.
Okay.
And we have said many times that we would go to Taiwan's defense.
Then why go to Taiwan? Why not take over, say, Russia? We wouldn't care about that, would we?
Oh, sure we would.
Okay.
So I say that we should abolish the federal government. I say we should abolish the federal government entirely and allow 50 individual states to decide what to do on their own. So if one state wants to have its own little state military, then they should be, they could do that. How about that? How's that sound?
I think you would basically, you're living in a scenario that just cannot exist in the modern world.
So you believe in the superpower concept. You believe in the U.S. empire. You believe it's the United States empire and the military bases, the 700 bases that we have installed around the world in over 130 countries that keeps the world from completely destroying itself. You believe that?
No, I did not say that. I believe that it is human nature. As technology progresses and you free up labor, it takes more than one person to produce. One person can produce food for 20 people. As you free up labor, it's human nature to build more complex systems, and government is part of that. That's why we've been moving towards more one world.
But the government doesn't handle complexity very well.
Together and created this euro. It's
but government doesn't handle complexity. Government falls apart when complexity, is entered into the equation. Bureaucrats are slow. The internet technology is fast. I think that what you're talking about actually is you're talking about the this is going to be the century of the individual. Americans and worldwide people are understanding the concepts of liberty more and more, and they're wanting it. I mean,
yeah,
when was the last time you heard a presidential candidate talk about liberty-oriented issues?
You're talking about two different issues, and you're trying to slam them together.
What's that?
We're not throwing the age of the individual. Is what does the federal government have to do on it? I don't have to see how the federal government...
Because the federal government is homogenization. You will do what the federal government says, or you will go to jail.
And you're making the argument that it's the existence of the federal government and the federal military that's keeping the world safe. You made that argument, and then you denied making it.
Well, I said that we are a superpower. We're probably the most powerful military.
Mm-hmm.
And I said
ever.
That keeps number two in check, who in this case happens to be China.
Wait a minute. The United States military, dude, it doesn't even keep the Iraqi insurgents in check. They can't even keep a ragtag group of insurgents in check. You really think that the U.S. military is keeping China in check?
Oh, I disagree with that entirely. I think that governments are great at fighting governments. It's when you start tossing in things like organizations that aren't governments that they have a hell of a time
fighting. Besides, I'm not scared of the Chinese military. It's the U.S. government that scares me.
See, here's the flaw in your scenario is it's so expensive. We spent $425 billion on this war in Iraq. That's some stinking crap water little country halfway around the world. How is China going to manage to maintain an empire big enough that they can actually get around here to the mainland of the United States through the Bering Straits?
That's the short-term goal. Who said
they don't even have a navy?
Who said they got a navy?
No, come on. We got a couple of tin tubs. You're kidding. You don't know what you're talking
Thanks
about.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. And then, once they get here, then they'll have to deal with all of the millions of armed Americans.
God bless the Second Amendment. Come on over.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need.
When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Only moments remain. Take control now at 800-259-9231 on the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then head over to AMP. freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. If you like the show, send us $3 a month. Simple. We take that money in, we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live by buying industry advertisements, by attending industry conventions, and reaching out to radio stations all around the country to explain to them that Free Talk Live would be a great show for them to add to their lineup. And more stations are doing so. This month has been unprecedented. The month of May this year, we've had more radio stations come on in this one month than in any other month that we've ever existed in this show. And a lot of it has to do with our Free Talk Live amplifiers. If it weren't for that $3 a month coming in from our 380 or so listeners, then we wouldn't be able to do as much outreach to stations as we currently do. It's a fact. So you get some perks as well, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, and forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Justin in Washington, and he seemed a little contradictory in some of the things he was saying, but basically he supports the concept of this hegemonistic U.S. military because he seemed to believe that it was going to keep all of us safe from the Chinese military. For some reason, the Chinese military wants to come and, first of all, wants to take over all of Asia, then
kill
take
its
over,
biggest customer.
Right, kill off all their biggest customers and then come over here and take over America, which, you know, it's just not something that physically can be done. I mean, even if they could get on a bunch of ships and bring themselves over here, which, as you pointed out, Mark, they can't do.
Which fear is the government's biggest tool, and you cannot prosecute a land war in America. Now, you may be able to take over the federal government, but, you know, that's sort of my argument for smaller government. If the federal government's so small that taking it over isn't worth it, well, then you've got 50 state governments to take over.
That's a lot of territory,
and,
too.
And, you know, the Second Amendment, every other American or so, actually it's like one in every three Americans, is armed. And those people, and a large amount of them have multiple weapons.
I got three at least,
that they could arm more people with. But you're not going to prosecute a land war in America.
Yep.
Not with me around.
And not with
I'm not going to be alive while there's a country attack. While there's another country attacking this one.
Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me who's the attacker. They're going to get rebuffed by Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be the Americans that have big weapons, like more than just small arms. They're going to be Americans out there that have some pretty heavy-duty weapons that they're going to have to contend with. And all of a sudden, if there's an attack on this country, you can better believe that there are a lot of Americans that don't currently have weapons are all of a sudden going to become interested in acquiring some.
Mm.
So I'm not too concerned. Let's go with the calls here and talk to, it is Jared in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, all this attacking of Ron Paul lately reminded me of something that happened about a year ago.
Okay.
I was listening to your show. It must have been sometime last spring or summer, and a guy called in and wanted your advice on calling some big conservative talk shows and bring up the topic of liberty. And a couple weeks later, I don't know if it was the same guy, but I'm assuming it might have been. I was listening to Glenn Beck, and because at that time I was a new libertarian, and I was still holding on to Glenn Beck a little bit. And
it is an entertaining show.
It's a great show. He really produces it well, but he's big government all the way.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, because he says the word libertarian.
Right. He says he's more of a libertarian than anything else.
No, he's not. He's more of a theocracist.
He's just another shill.
But anyway, he says starts the show by saying, "Oh, well, someone tried to call in yesterday, didn't get past our call screener, and one of our listeners found an article by him saying that we wouldn't listen to him because he's a libertarian." He goes, "So we tracked him down, and I'm going to give him a chance to say what he has to say." So he has the guy on the phone, and he lets the guy basically just ask, you know, what do you think about liberty and freedom and free markets and all that stuff. Basically, he just hangs up on him and says, "Okay, well, that'll never work because people aren't good people naturally, and they're selfish, and that's why it'll never work." And then he moves on.
Well, you know, if to that argument that people are selfish and bad, then if people are selfish and bad, why would we want to have a big government full of selfish, bad people?
Oh, no, no. Selfish people don't run for bad people don't run for office.
If you have power corrupts, so if you put power out there, won't criminals come in search of it?
No, only saints. Only saints
absolutely
will run for office.
Yeah, well,
right,
not,
right. Public servants.
Absolutely.
Can you celebrate Bureaucrat Appreciation Week, Mark?
You see, really, that's the issue is, you know, for some reason here in America, we extol our elected officials. Bum, 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 bum. Yay! I mean, like, these people are great. No, they're not. They're
trash
in search of power.
Yep.
I mean, they're supposed to be servants at the very best, but they're not. There are overlords. There are masters.
With Ron Paul being the exception, I would say.
Well, he tries. He's trying to throw off the chains.
Take your money.
You're right about that. Servants are supposed to follow your suggestions and your orders, and if they don't do the job, they're supposed to be able to be fired.
Right, and you can't do any of those things to a public
servant. Also, when you have servants, you hire them specifically to work for you. In the case of government, it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You get the choice between Republicans that want to rule over you and Democrats that want to rule over you. That doesn't sound like a very good deal. Jared, any final thoughts?
Just that I heard the smartest thing Mark has ever said a few minutes ago.
What was that?
Bureaucrats are slow.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Liam in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Liam.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind? Good,
not
sir.
Much. Earlier, we had a caller talking about that Jean chick, and they talked about how I had said that I think she should put a shotgun in her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I just
are you still
wanted
sticking to that?
What?
Are you still sticking to that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like, I just want to kind of explain why I'm like that. You know, I'm on probation right now for the second time, and I know you probably know what that's like, and it's not very cool having a bureaucrat come into your house constantly and, you know, search through your stuff and tell you to leave your room while she searches your things and
that's
court and pee in a cup and all this stuff.
Now, what do you keep doing?
No, actually, this time I was at a friend's house and I had a party.
Uh-huh.
We had a party. I bought a keg for the party,
uh-huh.
And his brother's friends who are in high school came and decided they were going to drink from the keg. And so that means that I was providing alcohol to a minor, and that's six felonies right there.
Oh my
God!
So, yeah. So since luckily I have money, so I was able to fight it, and I got it down to a B misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, I'm just angry, very angry, and like. Like, I think Michael Badnarik said at the Liberty Forum, this is what my roommate told me, because he went, that if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, he's going to grab his gun and start shooting.
I don't know if he said that. I hope not.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Well, it's not appropriate. It really isn't.
I'm aware, but I just want to say that, like, I'm not, you know, I mean, that was a statement made out of anger, but I am very, very angry, and I can't stand it, because people like her, I equate people like her to the same people who are making me be on probation and pay tons of money and have people watch me pee. And
they are law and order types, you're right.
And so, I mean, if he could at least try to understand why I would say something like that, it's because I'm extremely angry at those kind of people.
I understand. Let me say, Liam, I do understand where you're coming from, but I would also suggest that if you are that angry, it's better to just to keep your mouth closed.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, to count to 10 instead of lashing out at someone that, in theory, could at least come around.
Oh, I was on hold for a while, you know. I mean, 15, 20 minutes I was on hold, so I was still, you know, I wasn't mad anymore. I mean, I'm generally that angry. Like, I don't like people like that. I can't even understand how somebody could think like that, really. You know,
well, it's total brainwashing. You know what? You should probably shift your opinion from anger to feeling sorry for them. That's a little bit more, that's a little bit of a better mindset to be in, because these people have been influenced throughout their entire lives by big government influences. Government schools indoctrinated them to believe in government. And then, you know, that took years of their life, just year after year being indoctrinated into this belief system. Remember we talked about learned helplessness earlier this week, where there was a set of dogs that were being shocked?
Yeah.
Right, there was a set of dogs, and Liam, thank you for the call. There was a set of dogs being shocked, and then there was a way for them to get out of being shocked. It's just that they believed that when the way for them to get out of being shocked was introduced, they hadn't learned how to utilize that lever in that particular case, and they didn't realize they could get out of the shocks. They didn't try to. They just kept allowing themselves to be shocked, and they'd roll over and whine and cry and stuff like that. But there was a certain percentage of those dogs, of that group of dogs that was victimized in that way, that still kept fighting. There was that certain percentage that thought outside of the box and said, whoa, there's a lever here now. I'm going to try pressing that lever. And sure enough, it made the shocks go away. So I think that may explain the difference between somebody like a Liam and somebody like Jean that he was referring to, the lady that we talked to last week. You know, so many people have been so heavily indoctrinated, they've never thought of breaking away from it. And of course, there's going to be this percentage of people that do break away.
And you're not going to convince them by, you know, being mean to them. Honey and vinegar, you know,
yeah,
the whole story. And when you push on somebody, you know, they're going to push back and then push more, and then you get the cycle of violence going.
You've got to kill them with kindness, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You've got to show them you care about them and that you love them, even if they're going to be scummy. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you next week, or actually starting Monday night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. When my son